Alrighty, time to get your red noses out. Clowns from around the globe are gathered for an annual convention in Orlando this week. Reporter Danielle Pryor from member station WMFE went to the World Clown Convention to learn more about the artistry of clowning around.
Fans of the 2017 horror film It, based on the Stephen King novel of the same name, probably recognize this voice.
Hiya, Georgie.
Pennywise the Clown, played by actor Bill Skarsgård, has a distorted face and preys on unsuspecting children in not one, but two movies. But at the 40th annual World Clown Association convention in Orlando, the clowns sound a little more like this.
I'm sparkly, I'm glittery, and I think I'm kind of cute and colorful. And Daisy is called an Auguste clown.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So it's a light makeup. My texture of skin is a little bit darker, so I want to make my smile pop, my eyes pop.
That's Robin Bryan, whose clown name is Pinky B, and Kenesha Ducree, who goes by Daisy. Together, they run the WCA as president and director of education. Ducree hands me a bright pink and orange heart-shaped balloon headpiece, and we're off taking a tour around the vendor booths.
Little squeakers.
Here, clowns can stock up on anything from red noses and clown shoes to elaborate puppets and magic props. All week, clowns compete for titles like Best Costume and Best Skit. They have workshops where they practice face painting and balloon art, and, of course, they network. For the clowns here, the conference is serious business.
It's very much a community hub, making those connections.
Charles Lauder is a professional hobo clown in the vein of Charlie Chaplin. He came from Manitoba, Canada. In fact, the World Clowning Association has members in 35 countries. And although some members work in circuses and at big county fairs, most are clowns at local hospitals, senior centers, and schools. Ducree even takes her clowning around the world to help people.
I love humanitarian trips, so I've been to 6 continents in more than 37 countries doing clowning.
Her counterpart, Robin Bryan, is a hospital clown.
My husband and I have over 1,500 volunteer hours for Wolfson's Children's Hospital. So we go in every week and we do our best to give smiles and cheers and laughter. And that's what is important about being a clown, right?
Absolutely.
It's this shared vision of fun and communion that attracts members even online. Ducree says with social media, it's never been easier to stay connected outside the walls of the conference year-round. And it comes in handy for clowns to stay on top of pop culture.
We do have Facebook groups, so if we know a new Disney story or party is coming out, like, how do we make this Moana sword?
Nowadays, people of all ages, backgrounds, and abilities can learn clowning online, which is why Brian says, despite the scary movies and negative cliches, clowning will continue.
I don't worry about fears or stereotypes. I'll just do my best to put my best foot forward and be a joyful clown.
The conference concludes on Friday with the crowning of the best all-around clown. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando,